This is Pete Linden here with the latest edition of Inside the Lab. Today I'm in world with a longtime Linden who's been with Linden Lab since before Second Life opened to the public, Andrew Linden. So Andrew, I heard your last job was launching rockets into space. What's that all about, and how did you give that up to come work at Second Life?
Yeah, I was working as a grad student at the University of Washington in the Space Sciences Group. We were launching suborbital rockets into the Aurora. So these are rockets that are about 25 centimeters in diameter, and they went 400 to 500 kilometers straight up and then fell back to Earth. So I was building instruments to go on those to measure properties of the space plasma. And I decided I wanted to become an engineer rather than a scientist, and so I left grad school.
When did you become a Linden, and how did you first get involved?
When I started, I was working for Philip. Linden Lab didn't even exist yet, although he knew at that point that he wanted to call it Linden Lab. So I came to work for Philip as an instrumentation engineer. This would be someone who designs and builds electric circuits and hooks them up to the computer for, you know, measuring things in real life and using the data on the computer.
How did you and Philip meet?
We met in undergraduate. We went to school together at college down at UC San Diego, and also we were both up in Seattle for years. He was working, and I was going to grad school up there, so we would see each other occasionally up there. And I sent him an email saying that I was joining the workforce, and he said, come down and look at what I'm doing. So I did. I came down, and he wasn't working on Second Life at that point. He had an instrument. He had an idea for a haptics interface that he was working on. And so I came down, and he gave me a demo of what he had done, and it fit. The project he was working on fit my skills, since we were working with electric circuits and hardware and whatnot. I came down to help him build it.
You mentioned working on haptics hardware with Philip in those early days. I think I've heard that called the rig. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
The rig was the term we used for this haptics interface thing that we were working on. It was Philip's idea. Basically, it was a... It was supposed to be a full-body haptics interface. So rather than just a single lever that you push with your hand, we wanted to capture like the whole arm and head and legs. And so what we did was we did some experiments. We were just experimenting, building some gadgets and seeing how well they worked and hooking them up to a virtual world. And the first virtual world was actually just a glut example code that we hacked. This was just a simple OpenGL app that had some basic things in it, and the output of the rig would go into the computer and then move our view around and also sort of a representation of a human body around. The idea was to try to be able to actually walk and interact with virtual objects, walk inside a virtual world and interact with virtual objects in an immersive way. And that's what we worked on for several months, almost an entire year, before we really started Linden Lab proper.
And I heard that you and Philip actually built a large amount of stuff for the original office space. What sorts of things did you two end up creating?
Yeah, we had a little workshop down underneath the our office, and we had a welder, we had a milling machine, and some saws for cutting metal and stuff. So we built the rig. The rig was actually, since it was for the full body, it was rather large. We built some projector screens, shelves. We also built our conference table out of some aluminum pieces. We had a whole bunch of aluminum stock that we could fit together quickly for prototyping stuff. And we also built our own circuit boards. I was actually designing circuit boards, etching them and drilling the holes and then soldering pieces together. And in fact, if we needed a network cable that and we didn't have one the right size, I would actually crimp the connectors on, cut it to length, and make it for us.
What is it you do at Linden Lab now? What are you focused on?
Well, I'm no longer an instrumentation engineer. I'm now a full-time C++ programmer. I think I was working on instrumentation for about the first year and a few months, and then at some point we decided to work entirely on the distributed virtual world and not on the hardware anymore. So that's what I've been doing since then. My project these days is I'm in charge of simulator maintenance. So that means fixing bugs, but it also means shepherding other bugs that people fix through testing and deploy.
So what does an average day in the lab look like for you?
Actually, I come in, I sit at my computer, and I type all day. I attend meetings in Second Life, so I attend meetings in the virtual world, and then otherwise I'm just typing at code. I run my own simulators with modifications and test to make sure my changes are working, and then commit that work and continue on.
Well, I was going to ask you what most excited you about Second Life when you started, but since you started really before Second Life, let me rephrase that. What most excited you about Second Life when Second Life started?
When I started, I only knew about the haptics interface project. So, and it was actually quite fascinating. I remember I went home and I was unable to sleep that night thinking about the various applications and things that we could do with it. It wasn't until about a week later that I actually heard about the distributed virtual world project that Philip had in mind. We were eating lunch when he first told me about it. And you got to remember, this was back in 2000, the very beginning of 2000. We were in the middle of the dot-com boom, or near the end of it, actually. But there were a whole bunch of startups that were getting going where people thought they could change the world. And so this was an idea that we thought would change the world. Also, there was in the news, there was the SETI at Home project was in the headlines where the SETI group was able to harness computing power from various people's computers around the world and get a whole bunch of parallel computing done. And so at the time, at the early conception, the idea was actually to see if we could harvest some computer cycles from people's personal computers and actually run the distributed world that way. The virtual world was actually viewed at the time, it was going to be a companion to the haptic interface, actually. So we needed an interesting virtual world to put this haptic device, hook this haptic device up to. And so it was a logical sort of second project to work on.
Since you first began working with Philip, what are the most significant ways that Linden Lab and Second Life have changed?
When I started, we were a really small startup. So, in fact, it was Philip and I for months. And then we started hiring to build up the team. So we were all generalists when we started. And startups are very fun to work in. So because there's so much work to do, but you're just, everyone's working on everything together. It's a very small, tight-knit team. And so it was a lot of fun. And I did all sorts of things. I was jack of all trades. I did network management. I did, if things broke in the office, I fixed them. But I also did computer programming and building this gadget and electronics. So it was just a very fascinating time. But as we got bigger, people have had to start specializing. For instance, now I'm a full-time C++ programmer, and I do almost nothing else. But my work is still interesting and challenging, so I'm still having fun.
Andrew, what's your favorite part of Linden culture?
My favorite thing about my job is that the work is so interesting, and really, I've got so much work to do, I can just sort of keep working on the interesting stuff and the important stuff. Everyone I'm working with is really great and smart, and it's a lot of fun still, even after all these years. I remember working long hours and wondering, like, wow, how could anyone ever, you know, burn out on this experience? This is so much fun. And while I've certainly slowed down, I don't work such long hours anymore. It's still fun and challenging. But my favorite thing to do actually is to write fresh buggy code, fresh code, rather than fixing bugs. Working on some coding algorithm or a new feature is just my favorite thing to do.
Do you have a favorite story from Second Life?
One of my favorite stories to tell about Second Life when I'm talking to friends who are asking about it is actually the story about Torley Linden and how we hired him without ever meeting him in real life or before we ever met him in real life. So this is someone that we knew just in the virtual world and through the forums, but we knew he was someone that would work well with the company. And so there was no question in anyone's mind when we hired him that that he should be hired. And so that usually blows some people's minds that we're able to hire, that we hire him and others, actually. You know, since then, we've hired people without ever meeting them.
All right. Well, finally, I have a question for you, prompted by Philip. He advised that I asked, with all the amazing stuff he's gotten you to do, why do you insist on driving your motorcycle to work in the rain?
Actually, I enjoy riding my motorcycle in the rain. As long as it hasn't been raining for a week, then it starts to get old.
Well, Andrew, thanks so much for taking some time for the recording of Inside the Lab. It's been great to hear the perspective of a longtime Linden, and I look forward to talking more with you.
Thanks. It's my pleasure.